What's up, y'all? This is Nina Perez, and this is Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. I am so excited about today's episode. Now, you guys know I go around this amazing planet to find the best humans I can find to grow, challenge, and transform your thinking. I love having really fun and different conversations, and I think that's what this one's going to be today, and I'm super excited. I have Edward Johnson III here. Guess what he's called, y'all? Dr. Love, okay? That's Dr. The Real Deal Love, just so you know, all right? He's an educator, a speaker, and a woman's relationship empowerment coach. How freaking cool is that, okay? He's the author of 3 Things Every Woman Needs to Know About a Man. Dr. Love. Men are going to get mad at you now. And the founder of Love University. And he's developed the technology that finally gives women a place, a system, and the science for creating a successful relationship that ends in what? Marriage. And I believe very strongly in marriage. So Dr. Love, what? That's a big, tall order you got going on here.
Boy, oh boy.
Now, I got to tell you, half of my audience, it used to be like 75% women listen to the podcast and, you know, 25 men. And now it's evened out. So now I think I'm at like 55% women, 45% men. So you are speaking to both audiences. Men, do not get mad at the man. He's trying to help you out. Okay. So calm down. All right. Mr. Johnson, but let's just call you Dr. Love. Dr. Love, who are you? Tell me a little bit about you. Who are you?
Oh, boy. Ed Johnson, a.k.a. Dr. Love. That's Dr. The Real Deal Love, because that's I give women the real deal.
Mm-hmm.
And don't you think it's time?
Yeah, somebody got to tell a story.
It's time to tell the real story. I'm excited because... just a real quick story, and you'll hear this over and over again. It started for me when I was 16. I was in high school, and a classmate was going through a relationships issue at home, and I was outraged when I heard the story. I came home, and I put my mother on the spot. I said, "Mom, have you ever been through this?" I never forget. My mother looked at me. She said, "Son, you would be surprised and amazed at what women are going through and what women have gone through." She said, "I kid you not, women have gone through some things." Mm-hmm. And as I remember, the look on my mother's face, she never really answered me when I asked her point blank, had she ever gone through it? Mm-hmm. So it was 16 that I began to realize that women had some challenges they were going through. My background, Nina, is cosmetology. I did women's hair for 30 years.
Oh, wow.
So being in the cosmetology arena, you know, when you're doing a woman's hair, when you're cutting, blow styling, coloring, doing all those things, a woman gets comfortable when you do her
hair. I was
going to
say, a lot of conversations. Like the barbershop. Yep.
Oh, man. You know, if the walls could talk, they would tell the story, all right? So in the salon, you know, we talked about everything. We laughed, we cried, we shared stories. And I began to hear, when I talk with women, I began to hear my mother's story echoing through the women that I serviced in the salon. And I began to realize that there's a dire need for a woman to really know what's really going on, her true value, the true impact that she has on the lives of men and everyone around her.
You know, so
in the salon is when it really started, when I really started seeing the need. And it wasn't until later that I really began to see that my mother transferred into me subconsciously her painful journey in love. And that's the reason I answered the call to do what I'm doing, because my mother actually is the catalyst that began prompting me to really understand what women really go through.
What got you into the cosmetology field? What was that?
That was interesting because I was in college at the time. First, I was in college, and my father always said, he said, a man needs to be able to do something with his hands. Mm-hmm. So I said, well, I need to be able to work through college, but I can't really do a strenuous job. So I said, I'll go to school and do hair. I didn't want to work on men. You know what I'm saying? I didn't want to work on hard hit men. I said, it'd be nice to work around ladies. So it just happened. And I went, I started cosmetology school. I stopped, I stopped because I couldn't get hair rollers to stay in the head. I had no style of my own. You know, women, at least my classmates, they had their own hairstyle they could do on the mannequin. I couldn't get a hair roller to stay in the head. So I just stopped. Then I went back. Then I stopped. And then one of my teachers gave me a pep talk. She said, Ed, you got to stay with it. She said, you got to cease from being a wandering generality to a meaningful specific. What one thing will you do well? I said, here it is. I'm going to become a master hairstylist and cutter. And that's how I began and loved it and love it. I still dibble and dabble, but I love it.
No, that's so good, right? And it's so interesting, isn't it? Like how our lives sometimes set us up for what it is we're called to do. So, you know, even when you did that, when you found that out at 16, do you mind sharing what that it was when you said, do women go through this? When you asked your mother?
The it was inappropriate behavior by her father. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
She had some inappropriate things going on with her father, and it just outraged me because I have fathers in a certain light. You know, I have a father, and he's a good father. I'm a father. I have five children. I have three daughters and two sons, and it's something about a father and a daughter's relationship. There's a bond there between a father and a daughter, and when I heard this coming from her father and how distraught she was, I was outraged, and I just came home and put my mother right on the spot, and my mother sidestepped it. And then I realized, you know, when my mother sidestepped it, I said my mother answered the question by not answering.
Not answering the question. Yep. I totally understand it now. Yeah, that's really powerful. Yeah, that's powerful. I was abused by my stepfather as well, so I totally get it. And it's something that, yeah, a lot of women go through. Men go through it too, right? Men go through this type of abuse as well. And so it's very interesting that lit something in you, right? And then even though you, as people do, continued in life, somehow you made it all the way back around to still serving women, right? From 16. Mm-hmm. And then you still just all the way back here, right back to where we were at that moment with mom, right? It's just powerful. I think it's just powerful when, you know, when we can see that occur in our lives, like, you know, the way that something that sparked us or made us passionate, and maybe life took us through different ways. But if you start seeking your calling and seeking who you are, you pretty much will find it because it's always been there. It's just been subdued, right? So that's super powerful. And I love that you decided to do women's hair, because how much more experience can you get than that? Seriously. Because I used to love my hairdresser when I lived in Connecticut. I moved out of state. So now I'm looking for a new one. But yeah, me and him chit-chatted all the time about everything. I can imagine the stories that you hold in your heart. I can imagine.
Anita, just think, you know, and that's one of the things that was exciting for me. Is a man on a woman. See the what's so exciting, because see, a woman looks at another woman a certain way. A man looks at a woman in another way, from another perspective, another dynamic. So when a woman sits in my chair, she has the limited beliefs and limited view of herself. But as a man, I see her with certain colors that she would never wear, a hairstyle that she would never give herself, a haircut that she would never order, because from a man's point of view, I see you differently.
Okay. That's powerful.
So in the relationship arena, I say it like this here: no man can teach another man the inner workings of a woman.
Right.
And no woman can teach another woman the inner workings of a man. So in order to successfully get this thing right, changing the narrative, men have to train and empower women, and women have to empower men.
Right. No, that makes a lot of sense. So let's dive into that, okay? Because, you know, I wonder how you can do that Dr. Love, without it becoming something else, right? So how does a man empower a woman, right? And a woman empower a man in a way that is autonomous, in a way that's not, you know, going to lead to something more. Does that make sense? You know, like for instance, I'm a woman's coach. That's what I do. I coach women. And I always hesitate or pull back when it comes to coaching a man. I have a husband, and I always like hesitate with that because you never know, or I shouldn't say that, but it's a bit of a challenge, I think, to navigate sometimes feelings getting crossed or the wrong idea getting crossed, right? So you're Dr. Love, you help women. So I'm going to ask you, because you're the pro in this, how do you then navigate that, that it's professional, it's, you know, respectful, right? But yet empowering, right? So tell me a little bit about that work that you do and how you go about doing that.
Well, the first thing I always say is, when you know what you know, what you know, what you know, and you're committed to what you know, it's the commitment that severs all of the questions. It's the commitment that begins to neutralize all of the isms and schisms, okay? It's been said like this: people really don't care how much you know until they know how much you care.
Right.
When a woman knows that you care, and see, those are the things that, you know, people oftentimes say, women are real intuitive. Men are just as intuitive as women. It's just that women are more tapped into it.
Okay.
And most men take the time to get involved in it or tap into it. But a woman knows when a man is committed and delivering what he says on his promise. And the training was my years with women. And when I tell this story, one guy said to me, he said, "Dr. Love, you were born for this." My experience and my training spans five generations of women. Okay. My grandmother was married twice. My mother was married twice. I lived the life of my aunts and my godmother. I was raised with five sisters. I have three daughters and I raised two granddaughters.
Oh my gosh. Poor thing.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
I am now coaching my granddaughter, which is in her third year of college. Can you imagine that?
So cool. That is so cool.
Do you understand?
Amazing. Yeah.
So women really get a sense of, you know, Ed does my hair. You know what I'm saying? Men would come into the salon. They would say, how do you know he's straight? Is he gay? Is he a straight man? What, you know, listen, the cat was out the bag. What you see is what you get. And he is as straight as they come. All right.
Right.
So those are the, so just that level of commitment. So, and then I have the years to prove it. 40 years of marriage. I've been married to the same woman for over 40 years.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful.
You know what I'm saying? So just shooting it straight, having her know that I'm working with women all the time, every day. I talk with women, and her understanding, listen, he gives me no reason to question him or doubt. That speaks volumes.
That's so good. It does speak huge volumes, right? Huge. It talks about confidence. It talks about honesty, integrity, right? I don't know if you're a person who believes in God. In my marriage, we believe in God. So we are not going to do anything outside of our marriage because we believe in God. That's just the way we do it. You know? So what I want to know from you is then, how do you start this conversation? How do you navigate this with women, right? Because you're really, you know, you're writing your book, you have that Love University, you have like all of this going on. So like when you're coaching, let's say your granddaughter, like you said, in college, right? You said there's three things that every woman needs to know about a man. I mean, you don't have to give us all three, but I do want to know, what's your top thing though? What is it that women really need to know about a man?
Let's start with what I always start a session with. When I talk with a couple or when I talk with a woman, there are some cases where I talk with men. I always say it like this here, Nina, and yes, I believe in God. The fundamental foundational ingredient in every relationship, did I say every?
Yes, you did.
Every relationship, the foundational and fundamental ingredient in every relationship is trust. If we don't have trust, we don't have nothing.
How do you get that, though, with someone you're just starting to date or someone that you are looking to date? How do you know you can trust them?
Boy, let me just share this. I just created what we call a 5-step relationship blueprint. It's going to be available, okay? Because women really need a clear-cut blueprint on how to navigate relationships. Okay.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So when we talk about how do we trust him, we don't trust him. We can't trust him. We don't trust her. We can't trust her.
Right. Let
me just give you here the second step of a relationship. The second step of a relationship is transaction. Because see, what Dr. Love has done is I've changed the narrative. Okay, changing the narrative. What that looks like is my granddaughter, we'll use her for an example. She's the new launching. The gentleman asked her, he said to her, and she's a wonderful girl. She said, how about us going steady? She said, let me think about it. Never go steady, because what you want to do is the second step of a relationship is transaction. You are simply in a transaction. You're transacting information. You're transacting feelings. It's just a transaction. Here's changing the narrative. Most women are in a transaction, but they think they're in a relationship.
Where my mic at? I need to drop a mic around here. What? So true.
Do you understand what I'm saying? It's a transaction. And a man's best transaction feels like a relationship.
Wow.
But it's not. So in changing the narrative, we have to change the narrative in order for women to really start to thrive. I'm not talking about surviving. I'm talking about getting you past the survival and into thriving.
Okay. Woo! Okay. So hold on now.
All right.
Beautiful.
Hold on.
This is beautiful. I like this. You know, it just reminds me of a story because I was telling my cousin, she hadn't dated for a very long time. And I was saying, you really need to go out on a date, just a cup of coffee somewhere, just to get yourself out there a little bit. You've been, you know, not with a relationship for like 4 or 5 years. I think it's time to just have a cup of coffee. And she said, I don't feel like getting married. I said, I was thinking about like coffee with cream and sugar. I never said married.
Or coffee straight, right?
Right. She was like, she started laughing. She goes, oh my God, did I just do that? I said, women tend to do that. While the guy is still talking about how would you like your coffee, light and sweet or whatever, you're thinking, will I marry this guy? Will I have kids with this guy? Will he pay the bills? He's not even thinking about all of that. At least I don't think he's even thinking about all of that, right? So you're saying is you're going to pause and we're just going to do a transaction right now. We're going to get to know each other and build a foundation of trust before we even go there. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying. Because one thing I wanted to get out there, just adding value to women is what I'm here to do. I would like for all women to begin to know these two things. Women are hardwired for relationship. She's hardwired for relationship. Men are hardwired for transaction.
Wow.
He's hardwired for transaction. See, so that's the reason we're changing the narrative, because when she understands he means no harm, he's not a bad guy, he's not the worst thing going, he's not all these things there, he's hardwired for transaction. Unless you know that, don't try to create a relationship in the transaction. As you just said, Nina, just have your coffee straight with no chaser, baby.
Right.
So then, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, that's really powerful, right? Because I think that's probably a light bulb moment for a lot of women right now. Like, wow. Whoa, hold on a second. Here I am thinking, oh, we're going to. So let me ask you this. When he said, when this gentleman said to your granddaughter, let's go steady, right? Mm-hmm. Was he then moving from transaction to relationship? Or was he still in that phase of transaction? Because I think that's one of the things women struggle with. When is this man really serious? Like, when are we actually really a thing, right? Mm.
Yes, Nina. Yes, Nina. Yes. I hope you don't mind.
No, not this at all.
That's the blueprint. That's going to let you know. Yes, he's still in transaction.
Okay.
When he asked her to go steady, yes, he is in transaction. I shared with women at a luncheon that I had. This is one of Dr. Love's rules. Always settle for less. What does that mean? He said, I like you and I think you're cute. That's enough. We don't have to go no further. We don't have to go no further. You don't have to tell me no more. That's enough. Run home.
Right.
Don't stay around for no more. You see? Because your tendency is to try to get enough to run down that road. As you said, he said, hi, how you doing? You're cute. The woman's down the altar, ready to say, I do. And all he did was ask you your name and say, right. How cute you were. She's so at the true. Altar with all white.
So true. Right, 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 right.
You see? So let's change the narrative, honey. Are we going on a date tonight? Don't even call it a date.
Okay.
Don't even call it a date. We're going out and we're about to have a transaction. It's going to be a great transaction. I'm going to laugh. I'm going to smile. I'm going to be excited because I'm with the opposite sex. But it's going to be a healthy, listen at the word, exercise.
Great. Great. So when do we move, though, from the transaction to something that's a little bit more serious, right? Because I think, I mean, this is what I say to some of the younger generation around me. Like, you know, and it's an old saying, you know the saying, right? Why in the world would this man buy the cow when he's getting all of the milk for free?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And they're just like, well, I mean, if I don't, then he won't want to be with me. Good. That means you shouldn't be with him. Mm-hmm. That's what it means. There's no value in that, you know? So this is some of the younger women that I speak to in my life, because I feel like it's just gone to the point where women just, okay, he said, I'm cute. Let's go, you know, as opposed to pausing. And it's to your point in the beginning, right? With the women you were speaking to at the hair salon, their value, it speaks a lot about value. But I'll tell you another thing, Dr. Love, value also comes from the dad, right? And I was a young girl who was, you know, my father didn't claim me and my stepfather molested me, right? So there was a lot of those things going on and trying to find myself when I was younger. And what does that mean? And, you know, getting into all of the wrong relationships and all that kind of stuff. I do, though, believe that there is something very big to be said about a father, a good father in a girl's life. There's something powerful to be said about that. I think a good father will teach his daughter her worth, her value, what she should or should not put up with. This is just my opinion. I know you either believe that or don't, but I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. This is what I believe, right? So for instance, the other day, just Saturday, my son and his fiance just found out they're having a little girl. And I was like, I was so proud of him. I'm like, you're having a little girl. You're going to be an amazing father. You have to be an amazing father. And before you are an amazing father, you need to be an amazing husband, because the way you show your daughter her worth is by loving that woman with everything in you. Now, if you love each other fiercely, she'll also know you love her. What do you feel about that?
Nina, you're spot on with that. Every girl needs her father actively Agreed. Engaged in her life.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm not talking about I was there to see to it that she ate. I provided a roof. She needs her father actively engaged in her life. And if her father is not actively engaged in her life, she's going to struggle in relationship.
Absolutely.
The statistics prove it.
I know, so, they do.
You know, statistics are there. So that's what Dr. Love is, because, you know, I started out with, you know, after, you know, in the salon, and I really said I'm going to hang my hat on being a woman's relationship empowerment coach, because that's what I am. My title is, I'm a woman's relationship empowerment coach. I rescue men by empowering women. Okay.
That's so good.
So when a woman doesn't have her value established by her father, she's going to struggle in relationship. So that's why Dr. Love is out here, because somebody said, well, why Dr. Love? Why Dr. Love? Because doctor means there's a need for healing. Love, all healing takes place under the auspices of love. Because healing simply means to go back to the way it was supposed to be.
Right. So good.
When you have a cut on your arm, on your wrist, the blood begins to clog, the platelets come there, and they start the healing process, because the healing process is, I've got to take this skin from where it's at back to where it needs to be, where it was supposed to be. So Dr. Love is a surrogate father to all the women.
Okay? I love it.
And that's where I started with my daughters and their friends. I used to cook breakfast, you know, with five children, you know, I had to cook, right? And I make a mean pot of cheese grits, okay?
Oh, don't say that to me. I love it.
Oh, man. So I would cook breakfast, and they would come Saturday mornings, and we would talk, and we would exchange information and ideal. And that was where my daughters and their friends said, you definitely need to go further. Okay. So that's where I began to really cut my teeth and begin active in my daughter's life, because my daughters, they are queens. And my daughters understand, when it comes down to them being queens, all men are kings. See, a lady said to me, I was interviewing at a radio station, and I said to her, I said, I don't want you ladies, just because he's made some mistakes, he's done this, he's hurt, he's done some hurting, he's broke. All men are kings. He may not know he's a king, but he's a king. You see what I'm saying? And my goal is to begin to empower her to begin to understand how to handle her king. Because once she understands how to handle her king, her role begins to change. So here's her role. In changing the narrative, I created a new role for what I call angels of love. I call all single women angels of love. I created a new role for her, and her role is simply this. I help kings enter and dominate their kingdom. He's a king. Okay. And when he enters and dominates his kingdom, she is sitting on her throne. She's navigating three lives. She's navigating her life, his life, and the children's life. See, we're handling all those lives in this one transaction. That's the reason we have to get it right.
Yeah. You know what, though, Dr. Love? You know what I'm hearing, too? I'm hearing a lot of chivalrous, old school, like beautiful, respectful coming out of you. This is why I say it. Because I've been, you know, I'm online a lot. I have to be, because of what I do. And, you know, they have these things where they ask these young ladies, do you need a man? No, I don't need a man. No, I don't. It's so frustrating. But I say all that to say, like I told my son on Saturday, I said, you have to pull your chair for your girl, your little girl, and your wife. You got to pull the chair out, open the door before they get in the car, make sure that they are taken care of, because they're your queens. And I'm telling you, when you take care of your queen, your kingdom will run smoothly, because your queen will take care of the king. I just said this exact same thing. And I said, when you're walking on the street, you walk on the outside, your baby girl needs to be protected. So does your wife. I said, I've raised you better. Make sure you take care of that, you know? And he's like, I know, mom, I know, you know, whatever. But the whole thing is, you know, I've always said to him, because I came from a domestic violent relationship, you know, I even told my boys, I said, if you ever raise a hand to a woman, you're going to be very upset, because if you ever have to go to court, I'm going to be on her side. I'm going to be sitting on her side of the room, not yours. Absolutely. You know? And he was like, really, Mom? 100%.
100%.
You treat her like a queen, you know? So I really do resonate with what you're saying. And I think it makes a lot of sense. And before we wrap up, though, I want you to speak to the women listening right now, right? Like, what's that one thing you wish that women would know off the bat? Like, what's that one thing you want them to know?
The one thing I would want for women to know is to begin to go back when she was a little girl, how she dreamed of her man, her husband,
mm-hmm.
how he would treat her, how he would handle her. Just the absolute things that caused her to smile and laugh. I would like for women to know that when she understands a man, he is capable of exceeding her highest expectations.
Right, right.
Not matching them, not coming close. I'm talking about exceeding her highest expectations. No one, no force, there's no entity on earth that motivates a man like a woman.
Yeah, that's powerful.
But she's got to know it. Steve Harvey said some things that, you know, being perfectly honest with you, are not correct. But one thing he said to a woman, he said, if you don't have no standards, he said, you better get some.
Yeah. Yeah. I heard him say that. And I agree.
You gotta get some.
Yeah.
Because he wants to jump over the bar. Now, how high can you set the bar?
100%. 100%.
If you can set it real high, honey, you'll never want for anything.
That's so true. This is my second marriage. Being in my second marriage, I had to learn that. I was very young, you know, and very hard-headed. And I also was very much the man of the house, you know, like very masculine in the way I did things, and very rough and very just needed to get things done. And that's not very good either. We have to mm-hmm. know our place too, you know. And as me and my husband have been married 27 years now, so it's been some time. But yes, you're right, because once I set the bar and I'm like, I will not go lower than this bar. I will go up with you, but I mm-hmm. won't go mm-hmm. lower. You know, mm-hmm. He rose to the occasion and our marriage has been amazing. Right. But you have to set the bar for yourself too. Like, know who you are, ladies, like know who Ooh. You are. And if you are a believer, because I am, know whose you are.
Oh,
because
ahead,
when
ahead.
You know, not only who you are, but whose you are, when you are a child of God, there are standards you cannot drop. And there are ways you cannot allow people to treat you just because mm-hmm. they walked into the room. There are certain things that, yeah, Dr. Love is making so much sense here. And if you find that a man is not raising up to that bar, that's not your man. That's not the one. You're still in transaction as far as Dr. Ooh, Love is concerned.
Ooh,
so if you are still in transaction and he's not raising to that bar, go on to the next transaction. That's awesome.
Next, honey. Next. You next preach. You preach. Preach. You preach. I mean, you an evangelist. You evangelist already.
That's so funny. I really love talking to you. You're pretty amazing.
That is so profound. And just in closing, you know, with you just talking about women and what they and the effect that they have, I just like women, especially women that are Christians who know the Bible. I just want them to take a moment and look at Queen Esther.
Yes.
When Queen Esther came before the king, I just want you to understand these words. He mm-hmm. said, Esther, what do you want? I will give you anything up to 2/3 of the kingdom.
Right, right.
What more?
She held herself to a high standard.
What more could
no
you
No other
for?
Woman, exactly. Like
do
no
you
other
what I'm
woman
saying?
Was able to, all of the concubines, all of the wives, all
of, them, all
of the everything,
all of them,
and only
all
Esther.
Of them.
Was able to change
Only
the direction
Esther was
of his
the
her
one.
People.
That's changing the narrative. Changing mm-hmm. the narrative.
Woo, Dr. Love. We about to get into church right now. Oh, man. But you know, before I let you go, though, I know that you work with women and that you are really passionate about this and you have your blueprint coming out and you have your book out and all this amazing stuff. You have your Love University, the whole thing. And I don't want women to miss out. So tell us how they can find you, how they can work with you. Like, how can they do that?
Okay. My website is drtherealdeallove.com. That's drtherealdeal.com. That's my website.
Okay.
You can email me, drlove1024@gmail.com. You can text or call me, Dr. Love, 215-840-7289. Only call me if you're serious and you're ready to find true love.
Right. Yeah. And let me tell you, there women are struggling right now with finding true love. It is a thing. So I think you're coming at the right time. You know, I've spoken to so many professional, smart women, self-driven women who this is their crutch, is finding that right person. This is their thing that they're just like, oh, I just can't, you know, everybody I go out with. But I think they're missing that piece that you talked about, which is the transaction phase. I think if they get that, even that is their foundation when they work with you, they're going to be able to build from that foundation. Right. And so I that was powerful for me. That was a really good takeaway for me. I'm not looking for nobody. Thank the Lord. But if I was, though, I would realize, okay, I could have done some things differently. I'm glad I'm married as long as I am. And I had a lot of bumps and bruises, you know, in learning in the marriage. But if somebody can just get that right. Man, oh yes. Man, that's a beautiful thing. You are such a pleasure and a joy to speak to. Thank you so much for coming on Straight Talk. Thank you for having me.
You know, it took us a little while to connect, but we connected. It was written in the cards.
Yeah. You're so awesome. Thank you so freaking much for being here. And guys, thank you so much for listening to this conversation. I know that this challenge and transformed your thinking. And that's what I want, right? That's why I told you this conversation was going to be so much fun. I knew it, especially because we kept, like, you know, our schedules kept missing each other. And when that happens, I always think of that as like a divine thing, because when you really want to get to know someone and talk to them, but there's like these little obstacles that happen, I'm like, this is going to be an amazing conversation, because the enemy's trying to stop something that's going to be good. I know it. So Dr. Love is his name. So make sure that you go ahead and look him up. And he's also on LinkedIn, because that's where I connected with him. But I'm going to make sure to link all of his information below so that you can contact him. Make sure that you get on his schedule, especially you ladies who need to have a man in your life. Let's get it going. Let's stop with all of these, you know, marriages after the first date. And let's get into some transactions and get it right.
Get it right.
God, thank you,
Nina,
guys,
you're wonderful. I appreciate
you. I appreciate you too. Nina Perez, Straight Talk, No Sugar Addict, guys. Until next time.